Today is Tuesday, August 12th, 2008, and you're listening to episode number 90 in a Taylor Merrick podcast. Today you'll learn, can you not work and still get paid, the power of a negative image, and website flippers.
Welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast. How is everybody doing today? Are you learning anything? Are you getting a lot out of this? Did you find some nugget that was uncovered that you never knew of before? Let me know. Because this show is built on listener feedback, and I always enjoy having listener feedback. I always enjoy playing listener feedback. As a matter of fact, for the live show I did last week, Friday, I got an email personally asking me to check out the site, and I did that. So episode 89 is actually a video. I'm trying to see if I can post it as audio. Hopefully I'll get audio up. Or video, be able to figure out how to play that on your iPod. So, that's in the works. You might be wondering, why am I recording on Tuesday? Well, a lot of stuff happened. A lot of things came up on Monday as well as Tuesday. So I'm actually recording this, and I'm actually going to be flying out to Vegas for the New Media Expo in exactly 12 hours from now. I'll be flying out there. So I just thought I would record the podcast, even though, yes, I know I am a day late. I thought I would record it. Now, Expo is on Thursday. I'm just arriving on Wednesday just to get a handle of everything, get all the sites, get everything down, maybe meet up with a couple of people, things like that for the Expo. Very, very fun Expo. NewMediaExpo.com if you haven't gone there. If you're in the area, I would highly encourage you to come out and attend it. It is unlike any other expo you have ever been to. Did you know that you could listen to my podcast on your phone? You don't need an iPod. You don't need a computer. You don't even need to be anywhere with internet connection. Dial it on your phone. 1-831-480-3979. Latest episode will be played to you right over the phone. How cool is that? Okay, now recently, the reason I wasn't able to do it yesterday is actually because I visited the Apple Store in my area. And let me say, when I walked in there, that place was packed. I can't even imagine how it was for the iPhone release. But I did get to play with the new iPhone. All I have to say, it is awesome. I literally want to go sell the phone I have right now and buy that one. It's awesome. I mean, and I didn't look at it strictly for, you know, phone use. I looked at it for application and mail and internet use. And I have to say, okay, I was wrong. I thought for mobile sites, it would display differently. And don't get me wrong on this, it does. And on some phones, the text versions do display better. But for the iPhone, it doesn't matter. It displays it full screen. Like you're actually go out to the website on your computer. That way, it actually displays it full screen on your iPod. Or, not iPod, iPhone. But I'm thinking about the iPod Touch because it has internet too. But it was cool. And I remembered a little hint for zooming in, so I was able to zoom in. And I have to say, display-wise, it was great. And it actually felt solid. One phone actually felt solid enough so that, you know, I don't have to worry about pressing it too hard. But I could screw around with it, play with it, built to last. but not if you deliberately drop it on the floor. But visit to the Apple Store was very fun. Also, I have a Ustream channel up. Go to taylormerrick.com/live. If I'm on the air, you'll see it playing to you right over on my website, or you could go out to the Ustream channel. Link is up there as well. Also, did you know this? I have a forums going on. If you have a financial question, a business-related question, or a technology question, feel free to post it. Go to taylormerrick.com/forums, or you could head out to taylormerrick.com, click the link there. It'll take you right to the forums. You can log in, start posting away, start asking questions away. I frequent it very often. I send out blasts to those who are on the forums every so often. So, one way to stay in touch. Also, and I'm going to have a link to this in the show notes, my Alexa ranking. Now, for some of you who are more technology savvy, who've been tracking Alexa ranking, I actually was able to get my Alexa ranking down to roughly 350,000, which is very good. Alexa ranking, you want to be as close to 1 as possible. 1 is like the most visited site, that being Google, right now, at the moment. Second one being Gmail. But Alexa ranking, mine, for some odd reason, fell off the map when I got it down to 350,000 and blew out of the air and is now roughly sitting at 4 million. Obviously, I'd like to get that down, and that would come with more hits to my site, but I'll link to this article. Todd Cochran over at Geek News Central actually talked about Alexa ranking and how sometimes the numbers don't match up exactly. So if you want to see and read into that, he's great at what he does, posts great content, and I rely on him for a lot of my information. So head on out to the show notes over at taylormerrick.com for episode 90 to see his full article there. And if you have questions at any time, feel free to give me a call, 1-866-TMP-2860, email me taylor@taylormerrick.com, or head on out to the taylormerrick.com website and comment on the blog posts. Now you're listening to episode 90 in the Taylor Merrick podcast. For finances today, you'll learn, can you not work and still get paid? For business, the power of a negative image, and for technology, is website flippers. Okay, now for finances today, it is, can you not work and still get paid? Now, a lot of that question depends on you and your personality. Now, you can not work and get paid for, well, I'm not going to say for not working, but having a passive income. Having that residual income that comes in whether you're working or not. Now, a lot of people actually don't have residual income, passive income, actually have to work to get paid. And I'm one of the statistics right now, and I understand that. And I also understand that a lot of people actually get more satisfaction out of working and seeing that paycheck because they can see, okay, my labor paid off and I got paid. Now, I'm not going to play around with that mindset. If you're one of those working type where you feel you have a job and you can work and you earn your money that way and that's how your satisfaction comes, that is perfectly fine with you. I'm not going to disagree with you in the least bit. And as a matter of fact, I'd actually encourage you to keep on going. Because you can get a lot out of that. But for those of you who are in a questioning mode, for those of you who are struggling, can you not work and still get paid? Now, if the job that you're at right now requires you to clock in your time and get paid that way, can you quit, go on vacation? Just go on vacation or leave for an extended period of time and still get paid. Now, if the answer is no, then what you're in right now is the rat race. A lot of people are comfortable in a rat race, but if you're one of those who aren't comfortable in being a rat race, then there is another option. That option is actually looking for a way to build passive income, to build residual income. But is that an option you would be looking at? Option where you're not dependent on having to go to a job, on having to clock in your time, and having to work in order to get your paycheck. That other option is right there within your reach, and you most likely would have to do some research if you want to look at it specifically, but there are ways that you can not work and still get paid. One of the ways would obviously be starting your own business, and, well, I know what comes with starting your own business, but starting it in a way that you don't have to put the work in. You can actually outsource your work to others, have them do all the work, you just sit back and get paid. Now, I found out about this through Jeff Mills, good friend of mine, jeffmills.com, talked about outsourcing. Outsource Secrets Revealed. That's the course that I've been in for a little bit. Very good content. Talks a lot about actually having it outsourced, so to the point where you don't actually have to do anything in your business. Everyone else will do it. Everyone else will make the sales calls. Everyone else will do the designing or the shipping or the printing or whatever your home-based business is. They actually can handle it. You just sit back, get paid, and oversee. Also, the other way you can build passive income is, well, by being an author, because you have your work published and it's out there and it's growing you money. And I'm not going to say that's the only way, because there are many options out there, and I would highly encourage you to explore your own option for building that passive income, for building that residual income. That might be through buying real estate. It might be through buying a business and just being president and delegating responsibilities to everybody else. It might be starting your own business and outsourcing everything else to everyone, you not having to do anything. And there's probably more options I might have overlooked, but you can not work and still get paid. It basically just comes down to the question is, are you ready to get started? If you are, go ahead, explore your options, and get your plan of action ready, and go ahead and follow through with that. Because if you're one of those questioning people, if you're one of those wondering, I don't want to work for the rest of my life. I want to be able to do what I want to do and still get paid passive income. I want to receive a residual income for life. That option is in your reach. Just take that opportunity. Now, if you do have questions, if you do have comments, if you do have ideas, if you need help, I'm here. Just simply dial 1-866-TMP-2860. Leave a message. That message will be put into private. I'm not going to play it if you need help. Also, you can email me privately, taylor@taylormerrick.com. And I would be glad to help you out with that. As well as if you just want to go ahead and you want to post your 2 cents on this topic, feel free to do so. I'll be glad to play it. But that'll wrap it up for finances. We'll be right back with business.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Now, as for business today, it is the power of a negative image. And this is something that I've been running across more recently as of late, not only because it's been broadcasted on the news with the Olympics coming up, but also because I've been running across a couple articles, a couple things about how actually negative images, negative news actually travels faster. You know,